This is an ABC podcast.
Let's go to our most vulnerable in the state, children. Children who are in the care of the child safety system in Queensland. The sad news is that if a child goes into the care of Queensland's child safety system, they have a mortality rate, a death rate, of almost twice the Queensland child mortality rate average. And secondly, that the rate of youth suicide continues to increase here in Queensland. Now, Hetty Johnson is a long-time child safety advocate. She's a past member of the Child Death Review Board that examines death and serious injuries of children known to the department. Hetty Johnson, I know you spent last night going through this report. Based on what you've read, how concerning is it?
Oh, it's concerning, most definitely. I mean, it's concerning for everyone that was on the board. And I mean, Steve, there's no getting around this. And this is, it's very, very distressing. It's just sad that we've got so many, dysfunctional parents out there and then a system that is in itself trying its best, but unfortunately making errors, and there are systemic failures. There's not enough staff. There's not enough carers. And there's just not enough money either. So it's just, Steve, you and I, we've done this for 20 years and here we are again.
Yes.
And I don't feel like we've, I think the systems are better and I think the policies and practices are better on paper. But, and you can't point the finger of blame at anyone too much either, because most of the people working in child protection are on the front line and they are doing their best, but they are totally overwhelmed with matters.
Yes.
They can't do their job properly. They're just, it's impossible. They're struggling.
I hear they're very young, often straight out of university and quite traumatised often by what they see and deal with. Does the report make it clear as to why the mortality rate of children in the child safety system is almost twice the Queensland child death rate? Is there a reason that's clear from the report?
It's not clear in the report, but of course, child safety only get involved when children are in danger.
Yeah.
So when the parents are dysfunctional, so already they're at a higher risk of mortality before the child safety even shows up. And I'd suggest that maybe the intervention of child safety has decreased that rate rather than increased it. But
let's grab a positive. That's a positive for you there.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're doing the best they can. Doing the best they can. But then what happens is when child safety does intervene, it doesn't have the resources or the systems in place or enough staff or enough carers or enough of anything to actually make the difference required to turn those little people's lives around. And behind all of these statistics are children. Little munchkins who have been unfortunate enough to be born into a family that is unable to care for them. And so we need to be tougher. I believe we need to be tougher, but then that's who I am in this space.
In several cases in the report, vulnerable children were left in unsafe environments without appropriate supports or didn't receive the services they need. When you read the report, can you speak to that? What's your view of that?
Oh, I can't tell you how many times we sat around the table and just went, well, how does this person get assessed as a fit and proper person to look after a child? How is this one willing and able, And the things we all read, we all shake our heads and scratch our heads and it's no one's happy with it. I have to say that, Steve, no one's happy with it, not from the top of the Director General to police to anyone. But then you look at the workload of the people that are involved and you start to understand that they're losing track of people. Families are clever. These families are very shrewd and, adept at sort of dodging the intervention of child safety. And then if they can sneak under the radar, even if they are, they move towns to somewhere where there is no access to child safety, where no one's watching, where no one knows them. This is what they're doing. And we just don't, there is no resources to stop that. We just have to prioritise the safety and the best interests of children, Steve, and we're still, after all of this work, we're still not doing that. We are relegating the option back to the parent. It's all about parental rights and nothing about children's rights. There's not enough emphasis on the children's rights.
I understand the desire to try and keep families together, because I'm told that even kids who've had a really tough upbringing, you know, what we would call abuse, when you speak to them, they just want to be back with their family, back with mum, back with dad, you know, back with sister or brother, even though it might have been quite a dangerous environment. So there is a bias, as I understand it, to try and keep families together. Yeah. Is that reasonable?
Well, there is. Yes, for some. But, I mean, they're not all dying to get back to mummy and daddy, let me tell you.
Right.
Okay. You know, so I think we have to find we have to think, okay, what is the safe place for these children to be? We're not saying they should never see their parents. Of course they should. Children should always understand who their parents are, where they came from, what's happened and why they are where they are. You know, but they have to be safe, and you can't possibly go and send children back from a warm and loving foster care environment. Not all of them are warm and loving, I might add. I know that too.
Yes.
But you can't send them back. Well, I just can't understand how you can back to a family who is still dysfunctional and where the children are at great risk. I'll never understand it. I'll never agree with it. And I just think it's prioritising parental rights over children's rights. It's not good enough. There's so many good foster carers out there.
Well, I'll come to that in just a moment. This is ABC Radio. I'm speaking with Hetty Johnson. We're talking about the very latest report from Queensland, just published yesterday, released yesterday, I think, or the day before, into deaths of children and young people in the state. Hetty Johnson spent last night going through it. Hetty is a former member of the Child Safety Review Board. We know there's a real need for more foster carers in Queensland. Why? Why is there such a shortfall?
Well, so many reasons, there's a lot of reasons, but I believe, and, you know, shoot me down if I'm wrong, but I believe from just the conversations I've had over two decades that people want to help. I think people really want to help these kids, but what they don't want is to be dragged into a foster care system that doesn't respect them. And so they take these children on, they fall in love with them, and then they're ripped away from them and they never see them again. And they're gone back to, the foster parent who may or may not be in a better position to look after them than they are. I mean, quite more often than not, the foster parent, the foster carers, a lot of the time, shall we say, the foster carers are in a much better position to care for these children. Stephen and Steve, these things are, if I just, I'll just speak of myself as a person who put a child up for adoption when I was a very young girl. It was a really hard thing to do, but at the end of the day, it has to be about what's best for them. Not what's best for you. You know, what's best for you is to keep them and carry on, but you're destroying a human life there if you can't buy a loaf of milk and you can't. And in some cases, some parents, you know, they're on drugs, they're on alcohol, they're in dysfunctional relationships. The next thing is they've got another boyfriend who's beating them up. And we know what happens to these kids. We know that there is actual brain damage to little kids who are exposed to abuse and violence and drugs and alcohol. We know that there is permanent damage to their little brains, and I can't understand why we're not taking them earlier and keeping them longer.
Finally, the report notes youth suicide is up. Is there anything you can say about that? I'm desperate not to try and depress people this afternoon, but is there anything? Because the report makes 10 recommendations. I'm wondering how you see those recommendations in the light of this report.
Well, I thought the recommendations were good recommendations. I don't know how they're going to be implemented or how. I don't have a lot of confidence that it's going to make a big difference at the end of the day. But when you see the rates of children that are taking their own lives, and they're getting younger and younger, and the way in which they're taking their own lives is becoming more, awful, really, instant, more severe. I mean, and then you look at the statistics about child harm and child abuse and domestic violence in the community and the failure of the foster care system and the child protection system, and there's your answer, Steve.
Are the recommendations likely to be implemented by the state government?
I would hope so. I don't think there's any doubt that that will happen. But you know what needs to happen is we need more carers, good carers. We need long-term guardianship orders, a lot more of those. We need to recognise the rights of children And, you know, the department are finding it really difficult to get staff. I mean, people don't want to work there. They know the word's out. Don't work there. It's, you're under a lot of pressure. It'll cause you mental health issues. And, and you know, everyone who wants to work in this sector, Steve, does so because they want to help. They want to be able to help children. And when you're running like a mouse on a wheel and you're missing things all the time, you know, that is a lot of pressure to put on people, particularly young people straight out of university. It's not an appealing job at the moment. We have to make it an appealing job.
Hedy Johnson, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Hedy Johnson, former member of the Child Safety Review Board. She went through the Queensland report into the deaths of children and young people.
This is an ABC podcast.